Ezra was one of the Nevi'im.
That's right, and so was Nehemiah.
And yet they didn't go back.
They didn't go back. So how do you explain this? I don't know. No one knows. It's very complicated. The intermarried, the chveis, I don't know.
That's who what
knows?
It says. A lot of them intermarried. Yes.
Who knows? These are dvarim ha'im de b'rima shalom. There's no real answer to these questions. Vaita. Vaita. Magam shalom de b'rima shalom. Frekhti mar. Pasach b'migdash. Frekhti mar. You tell me 10 things. You start off with Nisim in the Mikdash, V'siyim, but you conclude with Nisim in Yerushalayim. What's going on over here? Tell me, are the Nisim in the Mikdash?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Or are the Nisim in the Yerushalayim? The Gemara says, Ika tarte, Ika tarte achar naisam. The Gemara says, you're right. Because the problem here is only, there's going to be a total of 10, and from the 10, it's only really 8. 8 of the Nisim are in the Beis HaMikdash, and the last 2 are Yerushalayim.
So what's Takip Shem?
So the Gemara says, you are correct. We made a mistake. Dvarim Shamarati Tosein.
No, I don't think
you have to add two more. We have to substitute two more Nisim.
The Gemara says, Ika tarti achra
naisa b'migdash. Tanyam, yilam lokav gusham eshal atzim l'acha. Rain. The rain never put out the fire on the Mizbeach. The Ashana Havara, the Ashana Havara, Afilikol Ruchashaboylam, Boos, Umanashvais, Boy, Ein Mizizus, Oysam, and Mekoymam. The wind of the Maracha, the smoke went up in a straight column. Even the strongest winds were unable to push the smoke of the fire in a different direction. That's supernatural. Now, before we go, Vait, I want to tell you more to Gavart. When it says over here, Oymdim Tsifuf Mishtachim Revachim, so I always thought it meant when they did the Avodah, they would daven, like everyone davens on Yom Kippur, and they come, so, oh, no, Hashem. They bow down in the middle of the service. That's not what, that's one pshat. There's another pshat. Whenever it says in Tanakh, Hishtachava, it means Hishtachava v'yotza. Like the Haftorah of Nosan Anovi and Basheva, they bow and you leave. Bowing is what you do when you leave. When you leave.
Okay.
When do stampedes happen? When you leave. That's when the stampedes happen, on the way out. On the way
when
out.
What?
When you leave. Yeah. When you leave. It says, when they came aliyah to the Beis HaMikdash, oimdim tzifufim, they were body on body. All of the conditions were ripe that when they would leave the Beis HaMikdash, there would be a stampede, the people would die. It's on a mountain, you're going downhill. You go study the whole thing. It's mamish ripe for Chorban. And that was the miracle. Oimdim tzifufim, mishtachavim means when they left. When they left,
this?
I say this. We say this together. When they left, because every time it says in Tanakh Hishtachava, it means Hishtachava v'yotza. You find Basheva, Nosna Navi, they asked him, David, did you say that Adonai Avinu Chagish be the Melech? Didn't you promise to Shlomo? So what's the end of the Haftarah? She bows down and she leaves. You always find bowing is an expression of taking leave. When you leave, you bow backwards. You bow. So the Gemara is saying, Pashup Shat. They came to the Beis HaMikdash and they were jam-packed body on body. And according to the laws of nature, according to the science, when you have such a matzav, it's pikuach nefesh. When you leave, if someone slips on a step, it can be mamish ritzicha. It's over for many people. That's the mitzias. The nace was oimdim tzifufim umishtachavim. When they left, when they took leave to go home, revachim. There was never ever such a matzah like this.
Rashi doesn't say that.
I know. I told you, Pasha. I told Pasha Pshat. I told you, Drush.
And Rashi says they were able to bow down.
But when they said Hashem's
four
name,
four amas. No, there were four amas in between.
No. What?
He said when they bowed down, they were able to.
Right, they bowed down. I know. What I told you was a drush. One second.
But I'm just the people that were behind the kapoter. That was 11 amas to the wall, right?
I lost the people over. Yeah. They were standing there.
Hold on a sec. They were standing, meaning that the Kache Kadoshim back of the
behind
Kachay
there was so
the wall
many people
to where it ended.
Yeah.
Was 11 amas. Yeah,
correct.
So what's the chiddush of those
there
people that were
so
standing?
So many people. That's how
no,
crowded it was.
No, but those people that were standing behind the Kache Kadoshim, they had no problem bowing down.
They
four
did
amas.
Have problem. They had no space. They were jam packed, body on body.
No, I'm talking about those 11 amas from
even those 11 amas.
Why?
Everything
how
was jam packed.
How many people could you fit there?
What? I'm back. What? Every person. My computer went dead for a second. I'm back. You be everyone still there? You didn't go away.
Oh, you're telling me those, within the 11 amas you could fit a few people.
Yes, you're a lot of people.
And
11
yet?
Amas. And then when they bowed down, when the Kohen Gadol said Hashem's name, and everyone bowed down, everyone had plenty of room. That's the Pashup Shot. The Pashup Shot is...
Not only that, it looks like, mamash like a nest, that the wall went up to 11 amas. It's mamash as if it got
right,
bigger.
Right, that space. It was a nace. It was the Morris of the Farish. One more. It's the Farish and nace. Lamal, Lamadere, Chateva. Vait in the Gemara. Vait, they say the Chassam Soif on this Gemara says that this happens even Bisman Hazeh.
He himself writes it and hit his
even Bisman Hazeh, this nice happens, but a Makom of Kadosh to be able to fit more people than humanly possible. Bisman Hazeh, such as Ach.
No, he said it on his own yeshiva.
Right, Chassam Soif, but I think he says that it can happen in this generation as well. Vait, okay, Vait, Frek Gemara, Vesuloi, Frek Gemara, there are only 12 Nisim we listed, we have enumerated 12.
Because of the Chassam Sofer said that birth. We had that Mishnah in about the doors closing by themselves. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Which doors?
The doors, 40 years. 40 years before the Chumash HaMikdash, the doors closed.
The three kitas, the one of the Karm Pesach.
The three kitas, right? The three groups of
so the Mishnah. The Mishnah only talks about the miracle of the doors closing. It doesn't talk about the miracle of how the three kitas were able to fit into their doors. The reason of the people.
So the Chassam Soif says that's no big deal. Because that miracle happens today also.
Because where there's
Kedusha,
there's no
Tevel.
That's what he said.
I'd like to see. Where is it in the Kedusha? In the
Kedusha, I don't know. We got to do a computer search. Toras Moshe, Shas and Shuvis. There was Mimoshe, we had Moshe Lakom Kamoshe.
What's it? The doors were closed for the last 40 years?
That's not halacha. The doors, the last 40 years, the Bayit Sheni, the doors closed by itself as a simon that Hashem is. No, they open. Sorry. They open by itself. As if to say, Goyim, come and destroy us.
Normally the doors were locked?
The doors were locked at night. They locked it at night.
But here the doors were always...
There was a miracle that the doors opened up in the middle of the night by themselves.
Really?
The last 40 years, the Bayit Sheni...
We had
not a long ago. Maybe Psachim, but not that long ago we had that Gemara. Vaid and the Gemara, Vesreg, Gemara, Vesula, there's only 12 miracles. There are more miracles. V'atani, Rabbi Shemaya, V'kalbinoi, that's the name of a place. You know where that place is, Shlomo? You ever go there on vacation? Maybe next year Pesach. Kalbanoi, they have a very good Pesach program over there. They have very good entertainers. Rabbi Shmaya b'Kalbanoi. It says over there, Shivrei Klecheres Nivloim b'Mekoimam. The broken piece of pottery, you know, it's a Mordig Zach. They use Cheres. You cannot kasha Cheres. So when you bring a carbon, could you imagine the Zach? When you bring a carbon, the carbon, the Klecheres becomes treif. Because it's nicer. Because the bliyos, you have a kli cheres, and it becomes full of noiser.
Yeah.
And how do you kash a kli cheres?
Yeah.
There's no kashrus. You can't go. Right. There's no hagola. There's no libun on a kli cheres. A kli cheres that absorbs hot.
The only way is if you break it.
Shvira.
No, you break it and you reassemble it.
No, you can't reassemble kli cheres.
Sure.
It's impossible. It's a mitzvah. It doesn't reassemble. Only you put in the kiln. Once you burn it, doesn't there's no there's
so
no melding it down.
You have to break. I mean, break it and
garbage.
Dispose of it.
Let's dispose of it. So therefore, every time they burn a carbon, what happened to the kelim? The kelim, there are mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds of
cheres. And let me ask you, why couldn't they use such kelim that you could kasher?
Good question.
By matches or
maybe it was too expensive. I don't know. They want to say that when the bayis shlish will be built, because mamash they use plastic. Because plastic, it doesn't become tray. Plastic, you can recycle. What kind of kelim are they going to be using to eat the carbonus in the bayis shlishi? Plastic, styrofoam, metal, it's not going to be cheres, vaita. So it says over here, they went, Rabbi Shemai b'kalb neshivik l'cheres nivloim, there was so much cheres, azog rois l'cheres nivloim, it was absorbed in mekoimam.
What do you mean, it just sank in?
This is a nace, because there was an enormous amount of cheres. The whole Yishlam would be one massive mound. Every single person brought a carbon in a kelim when they ate the basar, when the kohanim ate the basar, when the ba'olim ate the basar of shlamim, and they brought carbonis non-stop. So what do you bring it in? The kli cheres. What happens when you finish eating? The kelim are treif, because the kelim absorbed.
You cooked it in,
and what happened? Absorbs the carbon, and after 2 days or 1 day, it's noisar. It's nicer. The bliyos are nicer.
The absorption inside the walls of the kelim, that's considered nicer.
Yes.
But it's not be'en.
It doesn't matter. When you have a pot today and you go bus b'cholav, are you allowed to use the pot?
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
You'll tell me it's tam lefkam. That's a heder. That's not a.
So noiser has a din. Mamish like treif.
Yeah, yes.
Like bus b'cholav, whatever.
Mamish treif. So what do they do? They had to smash the kelim. Where are you going to put all the garbage?
Look what Rashi says. If not for the nais, nimsu ashpatlis sheshvarim bazar.
The whole Yerushalayim will be
what
one the garbage dump.
Mean?
An ashpam is a garbage dump.
Oh,
the whole Yerushalayim will be one massive garbage
that's
dump.
A tremendous nest.
It was a nais.
Mamish,
yeah. Azoshtet, that's why all the archaeologists that are going to go do all the excavations, they're not going to know the MS. Because the Gemara says, Beferish, to a Nisan, the whole land was operated.
Have they found pottery?
They find pottery all over the place in Eretz Yisrael. All over the place, they find pottery. Vaita. Therefore, we hear, Nachmal, therefore, it's over here. Next, we have by another miracle, the Moira'ah, the Noitza, the Dishim is Bechapanini, the Dishim is Hamanar, the Nivlam, become another miracle. The crop, the Moira'ah, when you bring a bird, you have to rip out the crop. Yes. Why Rashi and Chumash says, because it's Gezel.
Explain to me, what's the crop again?
The part, it's the part, the basically, like where the food of the bird is stored. When a bird eats food, it goes into a sack. It's like a stomach almost. It's like
its
stomach. It slowly does digest, but it's the food is temporarily stored in the Moira'ah. The Moira'ah is the crop.
Okay.
Now Rashi says in Chumash that birds, they eat from Gezel. Birds don't know from working hard for a living. Wherever they find food,
all
they eat. But bird, no. Animals, the balabas, they don't fly. Animals are locked up, like in prison. It's like a federal prison. But birds get to fly. They have wings. Mamela, where do they go? They go where the food is. Where's the food? Who cares where the food is? So they eat the oichel from Gezel. The Eibishter says, I don't want you to put Gezel on my mizbeach. My mizbeach is not a makam to go put stolen goods. So you have to rip out the Moira'ah and you have to throw it to the makam adeshen.
What does v'nutza mean?
V'nutza means the feathers. The feathers make they smell. When you burn feathers, it has a very repugnant odor. So it says here, I also over here, so Moira'ah v'nutza v'dishon mizbeach apnini, the dishon, the ash of the mizbeach apnini, all of the v'dishon ha-menorah, all of the leftover, the wicks and the oil from the menorah, these four items, it was a nes. What was the nes? Nivla'in, b'mekaimam, they were all absorbed into the ground. The ground swallowed.
Even there was a place where they piled it up?
Yes, in the Mikdash, in the special spot in the Mikdash, and it went there, and it was a nes. It was absorbed in the ground. And so therefore, so the Gemara says, so what do we see over here? We see over here,
there's more than
we
12.
See three miracles. We gave a list of three miracles.
More.
We listed over here. We listed over the case of the. We listed the case of the Shivay Klicheres, and the case of the Moira'ah v'Noitz of Dishim Zechapim of
Yishuv. There's five altogether.
So Psule. So the most Psule Tulasahave to Psule Tulasahave Chashvenu Bechad. We're going to count three of the Psulim as one. Apik Trey, the Ayil Trey. Let's see how Rashi explains that. Rashi Dibur Hamaskil. It's in the beginning of the line. It's like with wide lines get wide. It's right in the middle of where the lines get wide. In the beginning of the line, Psul Tosave, Psul Oimer. What did we learn before of the 10 miracles? We learned about the 10 miracles that it never happened that the Oimer and the Shelech became possible because of Machshav Hara. Or because it became Tomei, so it says now that Psul Oimer v'shtel lechem v'lechem upon him to los the nisei chashav tenu. So those were counted originally as three. So what we're going to do is we're going to diminish those three into one. Okay, we're going back to our original list, and we're going to take 1, 2, 3, and we're going to make it into one because all of them are the same common denominator. And now you have two more slots. And for the two more slots, we're going to add in these two things. We're going to add in the Kli Cheres, and we're going to add in the Moira'ah, Noitz, Adishim, Zachapimim, Adishim, Zachapimim, and we're going to add those in as the two extra slots. So we're going back to our original list that had 10, and we're going to take note from the 10.
And you only include those
gonna,
two, because it's,
right,
what do they have
to replace?
What's the common denominator?
It's one makam. It was all in one makam. The Adishim, those, all those items about the feather and the crop, and the Adishim, Zachapimim, that's all the same. They were all put in the same location. Let's see over here, Nachamol. The words of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, we're going back to our original calculation. Psule Tlosahave. The Psule Tlosahave Chashvin Bechad. In the original list of 10, there were three. There was Lechem Apanim, Mishtel Lechem, and the Oimer. We're going to take those three and make it into one. How many slots are you going to open up now?
Two.
What are we going to put in those two slots? These two examples. We're going to put the Cheres, number one, in one slot, and in the other slot, the whole long list. The
Moira'ah
was one makom, it was one makom, exactly.
Same
makom. So therefore, Tlas Avi Chashvenu, Bechad, Apik, Bechad, period, Apik Trey, Mimela, now that you're going down from three to one, so therefore, Apik Trey, you can get rid of two, the Isle Trey, Fregt die Gemara, Ihachi, Belue, Nami, Trehave. Chashvir Bechad. Wait a minute. The Kli Cheres, your Kasha, the Kli Cheres was Belue B'Mokoyman, and the Moira, the Moira, and the Dishon, Mizbech Apnim Dishon, and the Menorah, all those are the same chut, the same common denominator of Nivlom. So let's count that as one. Chashur b'chad. The Gemara says chashur.
But why is it in tray? It's more than tray.
That's more as kasha. If you're going to group together things that are similar, so why are you allocating two separate parking spots, two spots, one for the klecheres that's beluin, and one for all of the other items that are going to be beluin? We should put those two into one slot because they share the common denominator that they're belua.
Yeah.
So the Frank the Gemara, I can't hear what you said, Shlomi. The Gemara says, Trehave, Chashur Mechad, Chashur, Chashur.
Yochib
Ulu Nami. Trehave. Is it true? Why is it two? Why do you count them as two? Why do you count it as two? Chashvinu Bechad. Let us, question mark, let us calculate the two balloon as one. Amimela, Chashuluhu, we're missing one. Well, we have nine miracles.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And for the Gemara, Ikanami Achriti. Ah! Miracle number 10. Miracle number 10 is what?
Meaning, even though, see, the Gemara didn't like this, even though there were, the Shver Kalim was in one location, the others were not.
It's one Zach, right, the Zelbe right. Chut, okay. The Zelbe Zach. The Gemara says, Ikanami Achriti, the Yama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nes Godol. This is not Stam and Nes. Yeah, Shlomi, this is Nes Godol. Neis gadol, like this is the dreidel. This is the makar for the dreidel. Neis gadol ha yeshan. Where do you find a nusach in the shas? Neis gadol. This is the dreidel, Shlomi. Neis gadol ha yah. Nasim lachma parim siluka kis siduroi. This past week's parsha, shenemar losum lechem. What? Pass. Akine. What? What? Right. The makalel. Why was he Mikalo?
He just read my mind. The
Mikalo.
He made fun.
He saw the
Hashem needs fresh
leg
bread.
Leg. Lamed gimel lam gimel lag ba oimer.
How could you give him old?
Oh, exactly. Losum lechem chaim b'yom b'lami kachai. Therefore,
there's no such a pasuk like that. Losum lechem chaim b'yom lag.
Yes, that's by David Melech. That's by David Melech.
I'm sorry.
The David when he was running away for his life. Noiv Irakoihanin.
Where's this part? I don't see it by me.
Shmuel.
Oh, I have
Samuel. When Noiv, when David was running for his life, they gave him from the lechem upon him. He was starving.
It wasn't a coin.
It was Bikoch Nevesh. And because he did that, he killed him. Shaul, he murdered the whole city. Noiv Irakoihanin.
Why?
Because he thought they were conspiring against him. They were murdered by Malchus. They supported a terrorist.
You think David ran to Noiv Irakoihanim?
David ran to Noiv Irakoihanim, and they gave him the sword. They gave him a sword, a weapon to David to fight back. They gave him a weapon. Whose weapon? They gave him the weapon of Goliath. They gave him David the Goliath's sword, and they gave him the lechem upon him. They were starving to death. There was no food. They were very poor. They had no one had food. But David was going to die. He had bulmus. He was mamish ot. He was bein hashamayim ba'aretz.
So it says they gave
and they gave him the lechem upon him. And in that pasuk it says they gave him hot lechem upon him. And when Shaul found out that Noiv Irakoihanim gave David Hamelech gave him a sort of weapon. Second Amendment, right to bear arms. Now, which
I'm
women
sorry,
is it?
First where is Amendment. That located?
What?
Noiv,
Chlesnish. I don't know where Noiv is. They must have been the archaeologists. Chlesnish. I don't know where.
Wasn't that one of the places they built the Mishkan?
Yeah! That's what the Mishkan was. That's exactly where it was. That's what the Mishkan was. That's why they gave the Lechem Apanim. That's what the Lechem Apanim was.
That comes after Shiloh?
Yeah. Then they went to Givon, then they went by Srishon.
Okay.
So they went and the Shaul, he found out what
that's
happened.
It.
So Shaul, he wiped them all out. He killed the whole city of Kohanim because he felt that they were murdered by Malchus by supporting a terrorist. It was an armed insurrection.
We have no asug who Shaul Melech was.
Shaul
Melech. Can't begin to fathom
Yedid
who he
Hashem.
Was. Shlatam. It says he was Ketenik Shlatam Chet.
100%. He was the first Melech in Klal Yisrael. What more do you want than that?
Yeah.
No one can be Masik who Shlomo Melech was.
Nee.
The whole thing is beyond our understanding.
Right.
So therefore that's the answer. The answer over here is that it was hot. Rash, the Gemara is not telling this whole story. That they took out the lechem apadim on the oily for the oily regalim, they would show them the lechem apadim, they would say, Ru'u chibaschem
lefnei amachem. You told me this is a Gemara, yeah.
Ru'u chibaschem, was steaming hot. It was 9 days old. The
so
bread.
One second. They made 12 breads every week?
They made 12 breads on Friday. They made challah Friday, and they put the bread on the table on Shabbos.
Right.
And then they took the bread off next Shabbos. So from the time they baked the bread until they gave the bread to the Kohanim was 9 days. They baked the bread on Friday. And then like a bris milah, if the baby is born on Friday, when's the bris? Next Friday. So from Friday to Friday is 8 days. Don't confuse me with the facts of how you count the numbers. All I know is if the baby is born on Friday, the bris is the next Friday. So that must mean, in my little mind, that from Friday to Friday is 8 days, right?
Right.
Right? And so they bake the bread on Friday, and they put the bread on the table tomorrow on Shabbos Kodesh. And when did they take the bread off the table to give the bread to Kohen to eat the bread? The following Shabbos. The following Shabbos.
Still piping.
From Shabbos to Shabbos is 8 days, and they baked it the day before on Friday. That means it's 9 days. And there was steam coming out of the bread. And what did they say? They said to Klal Yisrael, look at the steam. Re'u chibaschem lefnei hamakom. That's the pshat in the Haggadah. Tisha mi yodea. Tisha ani yodea.
Tisha
yachileida. Because the Tisha Yachileida is a me'ain of the Tisha days of the steam.
Okay,
it's something which is natural, you take for granted. Vaita. They baked the bread, it was still hot. Vaita. There's another one. And by the way, don't forget, you heard it here first. You didn't hear it from Shuli. He didn't say this. You didn't hear this from Shuli.
Who's from Bornstein?
Yeah, you don't know Shuli. You don't have to say his last name. Tzadikim, the first name. The first name. But you show something. I know two people who's greater than Shuli Born. Shuli.
Next.
And Shul Zev.
Next.
And Shul Lehman.
Nee.
The greater.
Interesting, from this passage you see that
Shuli, they only call him Shuli, but we call him Yisrael.
Look at this, from the front.
Yeah.
From this pasuk,
yeah.
This is the only reference from here. From this pasuk, the mere fact that the pasuk, the Gemara is calling this pasuk, you see that was the miracle every week.
Every week, that's
which
right.
You see from this pasuk,
and it's called a Nes Gadol. Where do you see such a Zach called Nes Gadol? Meridik. Nes Gadol. The other Nesim, it doesn't call Nes Gadol. This is the only Nes in Shas. Kola, go search the Gan Shas. 2,711 daf. You're not going to find such a Nusach, a Nes Gadol. Except for the Lechem upon him. Hashem provides Parnasa. Hashem provides parnasa for those who need parnasa. It's a nes, and Hashem, now does he provide parnasa for a person? He provides them with hot steaming bread. Harachamon hu yifarnes seinu b'chovod. Hot steaming covered.
Just to quote the words of Noam HaMelech,
yeah.
And imamte lochem lechem min hashemayim. I am prepared all times.
That's
to,
right.
And
you
to
see,
give you parnasa.
You see, he knows.
Lashon haiva.
Steaming,
I'm always prepared.
Bread. Steaming harachon yifarin is saying the bechovah, not as parnasa. Parnasa bechovahit. Here, Shlomi. What bracha am I going to get into the chuppah? Vaita.
Vesulaka.
Vesulaka for Amar Rabbi Levi. Davar zem misoris bi. What do you mean? I have another miracle. Misoris bi yodein and I have a saying the mokam oron in a minamida. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you make. Oh,
that's a good
got me. You see, he's smiling ear to ear
that's
here. Oh, you
that's
got
it. You see, he got you now.
Gotcha. Okay, you really got me. You're right. Saying very good. The bias.
So maybe it's referring to the first Mishnah.
Yeah, maybe.
Who says it's talking about
maybe
the second?
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. Okay, you got me. I don't know.
The second.
I have nothing to say. I've been defeated.
But Rav Chaim said very good.
Chazor boch.
The second Chazor you were missing. You were missing certain kalim. Certain things were missing.
Lose my shtele over here.
Maybe.
Are you with us over here? Still over here with us? Here, what's going on over here? This Mohammed Shaltar over here? Weiter. Frag the Gemara of Amr, I believe, David, is a Mrs. Bidin, we have said, Mokim Rim and Amida. Viam Ram Rivinai. Amashul Kiruv Benes Hoyamdin. It was a Nes. What do you mean, Benes Hoyamdin?
There's also a question about the
Urim
Batumim in
the
second
Beit Hamikdash. There was no Urim Batumim.
Exactly. In the Chayshin, there was no Urim Batumim.
There was no Urim Batumim. Didn't light up. Kiruv and Benes Hoyamdin. So therefore, there was also now. What was the nes of the Kum Rashi? Look at the Rashi. Very interesting Rashi. What the Kum nes was? Gufay Hakruvim Shalasa Shloima. Oh, you see Shloima, but Aron Bais Rishon. Esel Aron. Oh, this is not referring to the Kruvim of Moshe. There's the Kruvim of Moshe that's on top of the Aron, and there are two giant-sized kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadosh.
Sure?
Positive. There's a whole sugi in the Gemara, the Sefer Melachim. Shloima HaMelech.
Tell me, there are two sets of kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadosh.
Yes, there's the kruv of Moshe that was teeny, very very small, on top of the Orna Kodesh, and Shloima.
Very teeny.
They were very small, relatively.
Who said the word is small?
Relatively speaking.
It's 10. It says it was
whatever.
10
the size of the Arden wasn't so big. The Arden was an amba and two and a half by one and a half. So 2.5 is 5 feet. What's 5 feet? Look on the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five tiles on the floor.
And how high were the kruvim?
The kruvim was also not so high.
Tvachim.
No, the Arden was 9 tvachim. The kaparis one is 10 tvachim. The ground, off the ground.
The thickness of the papyrus was one tefach.
It wasn't so high, the kruvim. It wasn't so high, the kruvim. But Shloima HaMelech, he built these massive, massive, giant-sized kruvim that stood on the ground.
This was a Piruch HaKadosh he did?
Yeah, it's in Sefer Melachim. And he built 10 shulchanos. He built in the next to Moshe Shulchan, there were 10 more shulchanos. And 10 more menorahs also. The additions of Shloima, there were 10 menorahs, 10 shulchanos, two massively large-sized kruvim, and the Yamshel Shloima. Don't forget about the Yamshel Shloima, a special mikvah, and he made 10 kiors. Moshe had one kior, he built another 10 kiors, and the kiors had these beautiful stands. They're more zachet, the ulam, they had the yochan and the boyaz, they had trees of gold that miraculously produced fruit, the pirchei kohanim, they were chains, these the kosorois. The whole Sefer Melachim, the bias that Shloima HaMelech built up in Ruach HaKodesh and all of these additions. So, frak the Gemara that the name.
You want to finish this Rashi?
So they were massively large. There's no way they could have stood these kruvim. These kruvim, gruvei kruvim, shasher shloim amdim ba'aretz eitzel arun echa b'tzav yach b'dodem. We can fame as esrim amma, 20 amas. That's massive. It's not shaykh for them to the weight of this gold to be able to sustain itself. Eshim Amma, Perusais, Mikir El Kifim, wall to wall, Kiddich Siv Knaf, Akruv, Chomesh Amas, Nimsuka Knafim, Machzikim Eskola Chalol, Nimso Ove Aguf, Einoi Min Amida. Okay, whatever this means over here, but it means it was a miracle. It was a Lamala, Miderech HaTeva, that these Kruvim were able to sustain their own weight. You can have these two mad, these giant-sized Kruvim, they have these massive wings that are spreading 20 Amas in the Heichel. How in the world could they do that? It was a nace. So we have more miracles. We have the miracle over here of the Kruvim of Shloima. We have the miracle over here of the Aron is in Amida. And you have a tape measure, and you go and you would measure from the end of the Aron, you expect it to be minus the size of the Aron itself. Yet it was a nace that when they made the measurements from the edge of the Aron, the Aron didn't take up any space. There was too much space. Because it was Lamala Midera Chateva.
Nice.
Vaita. So you have a Kasha. So the Gemara gives a Mordechai answer. The Gemara gives an answer that Mamish touched upon the core. This is the Yesod. This is a very big Yesod over here. What's the answer? The Gemara answers, Nisi de Baroi Kachashiv Nisi de Gavu.